You know, a couple of days ago, we had family members from the Emmett Till family on the phone line. Actually, we had Erica Taylor Gordon on the phone line to talk about Emmett Till and to give us an update. And we were told that you're doing a protest in Mississippi in regards to this lady who came back and recanted her story, said she lied.
Right. Yes. So definitely I am so honored to have Erica. She will be joining us there as a keynote speaker at the rally representing the Till family. So I am really, really thankful that she will be joining us. But yes, we are going to be gathering on the steps of the Capitol there on February the 27th, 2017 at 12 noon in Jackson, Mississippi. And we're demanding an apology and justice for the lie of Carolyn Bryant. We've heard opinions of the public, the legal opinions that say that, you know, if nothing could be done. Some are saying that the statutation of limits are off of this case, but we're saying, where is justice for Emmett Till? And so we are going to be standing there demanding justice, and not just justice, but an apology. I believe that Carolyn Bryant should come out of hiding. She needs to acknowledge her wrongs and not go to a third party, but go to the family. Mr. Parker is still living, who was with Emmett that day in the store, as well as at the house that night that they came to pick up Emmett. So why go to a third party? Go to the Till family. They're ready. And we believe that this apology will also be a way that we can begin the healing process for the Till family, and not just for the Till family, but for Mississippians and for people all across the world, that we can bridge that gap of racial reconciliation that we so need in Mississippi and across the world.
Now, to those who don't know, she claimed originally that Emmett Till would have grabbed her. What did all does she claim he did?
So basically, in her statement, she claimed that Emmett had grabbed her that day and made some sexual comments towards her that day. So now when she went back and spoke to the author, Timothy Tyson, she said part of that story was a lie, that there was no grabbing of her. Mr. Parker said and verified, hey, Emmett did whistle, but there was nothing else outside of that whistle. And so she even went on to say in the book that nothing that young boy did can justify what happened to him. So we're asking her to come out of hiding. We're asking her to come forth and to apologize to the Till family and to the world. And not just that, we're asking the Department of Justice to reopen the case, take a look at her confession and all the evidence of record, and let the legal process do some justice, and let's ensure that Emmett's legacy is rewritten, because in so many books and history books, it was stated that he had made sexual comments and had grabbed her that day in the store, and that's a lie. And so we need to rewrite the history on Emmett Till. So we're going to be standing there on the steps of the Capitol, and not just demanding, you know, justice and an apology, but at the end of the program, we are concluding that rally with what we call a celebration, a tribute to Emmett Till. So we're going to have a Hines Community College male choir is going to be there, and they're going to do a beautiful tribute to Emmett Till legacy. And so we're excited to have an opportunity that so many people are so all across the country. We're getting feedback, and people are saying that they're going to stand with us. So we're excited to be able to lead this effort.
Now, Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, on the steps of the Capitol building, next Monday, the 27th at 12 o'clock noon, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is correct.
Now, for people from Florida who are traveling to Jacksonville, they want to be a part of this historical march. Who can they touch base with to get some guidance on what to do, where to meet, what time to meet, and anything else that might be happening around this thing?
So definitely we have a event page on Facebook, Emmett Till Rally. My official Facebook page, that's Duvalier Malone, have all the information, the list of speakers. We are asking all of the young people to get there around about 11 so that we can make sure that we have everything in order, making sure that everything's lined up. The Till family is going to get there probably about 15 minutes till the hour at noon. We also are going to have a call of action. So they're going to be voter registration on site. The Mississippi Democratic Party is going to be there. The Young Democrats of Millsap College is going to be there, registered citizens to vote. So we're not just there for a one-day activity. Young people are saying, hey, if my vote is not heard, if my voice is not heard here today, we're going to take our voices to the voting booths. And in 2018, we're going to see some new senators and congressmen representing us in a nation's capital. So we are really about action. And so you guys can contact us on my official Facebook page at Duvalier Malone or at my website, DuvalierMalone.com. So I appreciate you guys for definitely having me on. And I hope that everybody in the state of Florida who know Emmett Till's story, who don't know Emmett Till's story, but have had an Emmett Till in their family to join us. Because as Oprah said, it's an Emmett Till every day that's been shot and killed in the streets all across America. So definitely we want people to join with us.
Well, this community definitely can relate. We got Trayvon Martin's story right here in this community, so they can relate, among other stories coming up.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time, for your passion. Is Jackson State University kids there? Are they going to be involved?
Yes, Jackson State University students will be there. The president of the the president of the Tougaloo College NAACP will be joining with us. Marquise Hunt, he is the president of the NAACP. He will be joining with us. We'll have Miss Tougaloo United Negro College Fund will be there speaking. We also have this young lady named Mrs. Macy Brown, who is a community activist. She is very involved in helping to bring down the Confederate flag in Mississippi. She will be speaking. So you'll see a lot of young people who've been there on the ground working in Mississippi, fighting for change. They're going to be there using their voices to initiate that change. And one of the things that I was reminded of when I started to plan this rally was Congressman John Lewis, when he said his mother and father said, hey, don't get in the way, don't make any noise, this is just how things are going to be. And they were disencouraging him to go down to Selma for the march. And so he said he couldn't stand on the sidelines and not make a difference. And so I'm originally from Fayette, Mississippi. I'm based out of Washington, D.C. now. But I could not stand on the sidelines and listen to the excuses of others. So I am heading home to Mississippi on Friday. I'll be there joining people on Monday leading this rally because I will not stand on the sidelines and be silent when justice needs to be served.
Duvalier Malone, thank you so much, man. Keep us updated on how things go, and we will be monitoring this thing, monitoring the story.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Back to more music, 98.5 The Wire.